obviously disappointed, frustrated. I thought on the ball we were very poor. Ball retention wasn't very good at all. It should have been a 0-0 game, you know, and it's not. You know, it's a 1-0 loss, and just obviously bitterly disappointing. But you know, these sort of games you've got to get a point out of it, because it's such a poor game. You know, I didn't think both teams played that well, but a bit of quality at the end, obviously, they scored. But yeah, the freedom of the park is what I'm more worried about. But just disappointing. I don't think we could get two or three passes together for 95 minutes, and nor could they either. You know, and then it was 0-0 written all over it. You know, you get to 89 minutes, you look at the board, you think, well, we haven't played very well at all today, but take a point, and that's what you've got to do. But it hasn't happened, and we have to move on to next week.
How much did the pitch affect the way that both teams played? It didn't look easy to play on.
No, it's lively, obviously it's bumpy, and the bit obviously is what it is. But you know, obviously they still won the game. You know, why couldn't we do that? But I don't want to blame the pitch, really. It was just a game of, I thought it wasn't a very good game to watch, not a very good game for the spectators to watch. But you've got to come out with at least something. And but we've got to be positive. You know, we've got a massive game obviously at MK Dons next week, and you know, that's three losses on the spin. So you know, just obviously bitterly disappointed. When you get two clean sheets all season, then that's a problem. I've said since I've been here, we don't get clean sheets, and you get clean sheets today, then you get a point, you get something on the board. But again, that didn't happen. I just thought it was a poor game all round. It was a poor game all round. I'd just sum it up that it should have been a 0-0 result, and disappointed we didn't get any points.
Where do you go from here in terms of trying to keep this team up?
Win games.
How do you win the games?
Well, you score more goals than the opposition. That's easy.
And behind the scenes, how are you going to try and bring that about?
Keep doing what we've been doing, because we've been working hard in training, and they do well in training. You know, obviously you do shape upon shape, and then you do, like I say, every stone has been unturned, but it's just got to click. Obviously, it's not for the lack of trying. The boys will keep trying, like we all will. We're not throwing in the towel, not yet, that's for sure. We've got to be very positive and look forward to the game on Saturday. But we, you know, the boys, again, it wasn't for the lack of trying. It was just one of those, I thought it was a poor game all round. They've got to embrace it, or we've got to embrace it. You know, it's going to be tough, and we know it's going to be tough, but we've got to embrace it. We've got six games to go. At the end of the day, yes, we've got to stay up. They know what the situation is. They know what they've got to do. But we're not giving up. We're going to have a right old go. And like I say, we'll get them in, obviously, all next week, and work hard and prepare for MK Dons.